Oh, my nation, oh, my nation, oh, my nation, oh, my nation. Hello, everyone. Welcome back, all of you, to my podcast. And yes, say with me. Oh, my nation, I hope you all are very, very well and are taking a very good care of yourself. And you must be missing me in this new year, isn't it? Well, no need to miss me a lot, as I am here today bringing before you the heritage art of Odisha, a place which is characterized by tropical climate. The humidity is very, very high over there. Well, dear all, I will be talking more about the art. But let me tell you one thing very clearly. Art is not what you see. It is what you make others see. And that is a special quality of an artist. When you are the one who has taken the brush to paint the beautiful painting in the canvas, or I can say on the canvas of your life, then obviously one day definitely you will create a masterpiece. Yes, dear all, life is like a blank canvas, and it's up to you how you want to paint it, how you want others to see your soul. So your painting of life is in reality the reality of your life, the soul of your life, the soul which is there inside you, what it wants to speak. It will be reflected on the canvas of your life. Lots of things I have already told, and I think I'm getting very philosophical today. What bad. Before I tell you about the heritage art, yes, the heritage art of Odisha, let me ask you one question. Dear all, how many of you are fond of doing paintings? Or in other words, I can ask you in different way, that how many of you love to do painting, or what comes in your mind with the word painting? Well, question is same, but the answers are many. But if you will ask me, I do have different answers. But one thing is common, and that is the reality. That is my reality, and I just want to convey to all of you that yes, I am fond of doing paintings. And I do remember that after my grade 10th, you know, after the grade 10th exams, yes, those exams of grade 10, after that, the first thing which I have done was the paintings. Different types of paintings I did, and that was a treasure for me. And I used to feel so happy while sweeping the brush, and with every sweep of brush I had tried to create something unique, and my imagination was directly reflected on the canvas, and everyone used to praise, and that was something which made me feel so delighted. Well, thinking about the painting, talking about the paintings, only one word is coming in my mind, and that is also paintings. So today, as you all know, that the topic of the day is the heritage art of Odisha. Obviously, that will be also related to paintings. Yes, dear all, today we will be learning about that important art of Odisha. Yes, dear all, it is also known as the soul of India, Odisha. It is known for its culture and heritage. I didn't say this. Former governor of Odisha, Dr. S.C. Jamir, said beautifully, and he was very right when he quoted this. Today, I will be quoting about that heritage art, which probably only those artists of Raghurajpur can do, who are taking a lot of pain in presenting before you this art form, this traditional art form, and that also so different, so unique. Yes, dear all, I'm talking here about Pat Chitra, and here in Odisha. But you need to understand here, what is the meaning of Pat Chitra? Pat in Sanskrit means cloth, Chitra means painting. So if we will try to understand in a complete way, it means it is done on cloth, paintings which are done on cloth, and it is very famous form of Indian folk art, found for centuries over there, and it was originally used for the rituals and as the mementos to pilgrims. Images are usually done in profile with elongated eyes. So if you have not seen Pat Chitra, then you just have to do one thing. Just type Pat Chitra paintings on Google. Yes, I'm telling you the easiest way. And thanks to Google for this, for giving us all kinds of information, all kind of things with an immediate effect, isn't it? So you can find the Pat Chitra paintings, and there are number of paintings, and all the paintings are different. The use of contrasting colors makes them vivid. Now there is a process. A gauze like fine cotton cloth is coated with white stone powder, and then the gum made up of tamarind seeds is applied on it, and this makes the canvas ready to accept the paint made up of natural colors. For example, to get the shade of white, powdered conch shells are used. So the painting of Jagannath Ji you will find in Pat Chitra, okay? And Krishna Leela, 10 incarnations of Lord Vishnu, and so on, so many things you will find on this Pat Chitra. Try to find out. And then you will find one thing, and that is the soul of Odisha. Now what I'm saying, I will be clearing you all right now. Art speaks soul of its culture. So here, the art of Patchitra speaks clearly about Odisha and its culture. And it's really very special, so I try to share with you all. And if you have something different in your mind, try to share with me. And definitely we will learn something and bring new things for you, dear all. Artists are those who always paint something unique. There should be some uniqueness, okay? You all are unique. You are the painter of your own life, your own mood. And with your efforts only, you can say goodbye to all your grey days. So paint beautiful pictures with your deeds, with your behavior in your life, and keep smiling always. Stay connected with me to learn more. Till then, take very good care of yourself and say with me, Om Manishan, Om Manishan.